صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم، نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم، یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم، یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم، یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ، یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ، بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم، بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم، نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم، یہ فرم فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز آف مرکز صحابہ، دی وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ، وی ویلکم یو ٹو دس پروگرام دی بلیس آف میرج. لیٹس ویلکم مفتی عبد القادر حسین صاحب حفظہ اللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم وزائد خان، جزاک اللہ خیرا.
مفتی صاحب، اے پرسن از آسکنگ یو اے کوشچن، آر وی الاؤڈ ٹو لسن ٹو دا نعت مولا یا صلی وسلم، بیکاز پیپل ہیو مینشن دیٹ دی لیرکس آر امپراپر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we answer the query, let us come to yesterday's happenings there in Israel in the Knesset and there at Sharmul Sheikh. So in the Knesset, there their parliament of Israel. So Trump mentioned that we have given you so many arms, so many arms. Certain arms BB used to ask for, that he doesn't even know what the names are and what it referred to. But he told them, use it well. So what does that mean? It means you're encouraging the genocide, you're encouraging the war, and you are telling them that the more Palestinians they kill and murder and martyr, so that is acceptable and permissible. So you yourself an accomplice in this genocide and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. Second one, you told President Herzog, another harami, that he must pardon him, BB. So what precedent are you setting? So you see, Biden, when his term of office was finishing, then before that he said he will not pardon his son, Baha Hunter. But before the term could finish, he pardoned him. If you know anything about Hunter, the son of Biden, so he was hunting the prostitutes, hunting drugs and so forth and so on. So this is the American system. The president can pardon people and then there's no consequences, nothing. So a constitution like that is not worth the paper on which is written. So what will happen is who you like, you pardon, and who you don't like. So our brothers are all still in jail for more than 20 years and the torture carries on and so forth in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. Our sister is still in the hellhole, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. So they won't think of pardoning them. They will pardon their pals and friends and so forth and so on. So now you see him, Trump himself, is a felon, is a criminal. So he says that, no, I can pardon myself. So what is that? You see that? So it shows that there are many, many holes in the American system and so forth. And therefore, we can't rely on any system in the East or in the West or in the North or in the South. For us as Muslims, the only thing that will work is Sharia. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. So you have to follow the Sharia, the divine code. Almighty Allah Jalala created us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our good points and so forth. What is beneficial for us in this world and the year after? وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Never follow the path and the base desires of those who do not know. So you see, all this happened there yesterday. You come to Sharm el-Sheikh, so what happens there? You find that the Muslim countries and so forth and so on, that they are praising him, Trump, like he is the most pious person and the greatest peacemaker and deal maker. The president of the Prime Minister of Pakistan, if you hear him speak, you will think it's a school teacher speaking in praise of his principal, or a matric student speaking about his principal. And this idiot Shahbaz Sharif, bilkul bewakoof aadmi hai. So remember, he says, "Sir, I salute you and I nominate your name for the Nobel Peace Prize." But to finish, the Peace Prize went away already from him. You must do what the Chinese did, you see. So Chinese are masters, you say. So they said, they put Trump's photo there and they said, "No, N-O, Bell, B-E-L-L, and then prize." And then they got like a bell there, you see, ringing, Nobel Prize, you see. They made a monkey out of Trump, so you must remember. So that is what you're supposed to do. But when you're a bootlicker and when you're a munafik yourself and hypocrite yourself, then you'll behave like that and so forth and so on. The sticking issues, you must remember, are still not sorted out. What about the occupation? What about whether withdrawal from Gaza? How far must they withdraw? And then they say, but Hamas only brought 4 bodies. 20 hostages alive they brought, and they released 4 dead. But they said that there are 48, so it's 24. So where's the other 24, you see? So that, I told you, Hamas are masters in this game, you must remember. They say, "You bomb so much, we can't even find them ourselves. So you come and look and see if you can find them." So you see. So they know where many of them are, but they will keep on playing the game, because till you release ours, then we release yours. So Hamas knows exactly how to play the game with these haramis also. And now the Westerners also have realized that where in the world you see a genocide takes place and you tell the victims they must give up their arms and disarm and so forth and so on. So things, you know, childish things they speak and talk nonsense, you must remember that. So there are many, many issues that still have to be resolved and so forth and so on. And if you look at the 20 that were released, they're all walking, they're all okay. And you look at the 2,000 they released, plus minus, you see. So half of them were tortured, persecuted, humiliated, and so forth. And 154 of them, against their will, were deported to a third country. Taken out of Israel, hell holes, prison, jails, and dungeons, and torture cells, instead of being sent to Gaza or the West Bank or Jerusalem and so forth, they send them there to Egypt and where and where. Since when international law allows all these type of things? You see? So that is how they play the game, you must remember. Then last point, you know why he, Netanyahu, didn't go? You Suleiman, you Mozaid, you should carry all this here. I mentioned it this morning. So he, Trump, was addressing the Knesset, and they were giving him and applauding him, so praising him. So he that in Josh, you see, Trump is an egoist, a narcissist. He loves to be flattered and so forth. So in that spur of the moment, he told Bibi that Netanyahu, you also must come there to Sharm el-Sheikh. So he was ready. He likes the TV and he likes the cameras and so forth and that. You know, Netanyahu, the war criminal. So when he, Erdogan, heard about it, but he played a big role in all this. So he said, "You'll make up your mind. It's either I come or either Bibi comes. If he comes, I take my plane and I go back to Istanbul, Ankara, wherever. And if he doesn't come, then I will land in Sharm el-Sheikh." So obviously, they had to make the choice. So at least he showed good brinkmanship there and spoke, understand, and leadership there and so forth, you must remember. So these are type of leaders that we need also, that you must put the ball back in their court. You see, like Mali, small, little country. When we were very young in school, primary school, so that's when I heard this name first time. They said, the teacher said, I'll give you a kick and you will end up in Timbuktu. You understand? So where the hell is Timbuktu, Yatura? You know Yatura, Maulana? Yatura means I wonder. You see that in Arabic. So Yatura, you see. So Yatura, I wonder where is this? You understand, Timbuktu? So now we start learning geography, history. Oh, it's there in Mali. So the rulers of Mali, they fixed up these Americans. They say that you say we must pay 5,000, 10,000, whatever it is the amount. So of dollars and all that to obtain a visa and it's non-refundable and so forth and so on. So now when you come here, then you also must do the same procedure. Justice must prevail. As you treat us, so we treat you. You see what Ibrahim Touré of Burkina Faso. So some of these African countries are becoming enlightened now. And they're becoming liberated now. So Madagascar, they kicked out. You must remember, they are a puppet of the French government. So France has lost another colony in Africa. You must remember that. So that is how Allah Ta'ala lets everything rotate. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم and all these types of words مولاي صل وسلم. Go read the book, you understand, Qasida Burda, and go read the Sharah commentary of it, Ad-Durratul Farda, the commentary of Qasida Burda, by our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hafidhullah. Hazrat will be coming back, inshallah, 1 week's time, Monday or so, he should be back. Because Madrasa will open, inshallah, so Allah bring him back safely. So the point I'm making here is this, all the objections they raised, you see that? So you must remember that, so then he answered it. Many years ago we were alone. He told me, we were alone. He said, mere dil mein hai, ki main qasida burda ka ek shara likhu. اور بالکل ہمارے منہج پر ہمارے طریقہ پر تاکہ اس پر کوئی اعتراض نہ ہو سلفی کی طرف اور ان لوگوں کی طرف. You see that? So that's what he did. You see that? إِنَّ الْمُؤَلِّفَ قَدْ أَفَادَ وَأَجَادَ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعِ. He did a splendid and excellent job. So you must remember that. So we will recommend that to everybody. So to read it is totally permissible. There's no problem.
Mufti Sahib, a person asks if my husband was the imam in Salah and I went in front of him, does this break the Salah?
So you must remember that. So I'm not understanding the question properly. You mean that you, husband and wife, were making Jamaat Salat and now you, the wife, you went in front of him, in front of the imam. So what do you mean you went in front of him? You went in front of him in what? So you must remember in Qiyam or you went in front of him in what? So anyway, if you are making Salat in Jamaat and you the Musalli Muqtadi, you went in front of the Imam with your feet and all these type of things, then your Salat is broken, your Salat is not valid, you can't be in front of the Imam. So therefore you ladies, when you want to make Salat with Jamaat, you must learn the rules and so forth. You make a big mess normally, you ladies, because you're not used to it. And that's another reason we say it's best for you to read your Salat in the hotel room individually and independently. And you'll get much more reward also. And the hadith is Sahih. Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah's hadith, where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed her and told her about the house and so forth. So the hadith is authentic, 100% in Targhib wa Tarheeb, wa sahhahu al-Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah. So therefore, that is our verdict on that issue.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my mother wants to apply for fasakh. After 42 years of marriage, she has been through a lot. My father says he is willing to change, but it seems like my mother has made up her mind. My father has been a very good provider, but issues only started after he retired. We are really concerned for our parents. It's just my sister and I. We have no brothers.
So you and your sister, you should go to your father and appeal to him that he must behave like a husband to his wife, to the father, to the mother, and he must stop, you know, abusing her, emotional abuse. Now he's retired, he doesn't know what to do. So everything your mother does or does, so everything he finds fault, because now he's lonely, he doesn't know what to do, and so forth and so on. So tell him, go sit in a masjid 5-6 hours, you understand? So after every salat, he must spend 1 hour there. Read Quran Sharif, read the ta'aleem, read this, read the books and so forth. So instead of making panchat there and troubling your mother and so forth. So read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud and so forth. So you must go and speak to your father independently, separately. Go to your mother also. So remember now 42 years marriage, and she got married at the age of 20, whatever. So she's well in her 60s now. So one leg is already in the qabr and other leg on a banana peel, you understand? So tell her now she made so much sabr. So best is she don't go for this fasakh and so forth and so on, and make a little bit sabr and so forth and so on. But you must come down hard on your father with respect, not that you disrespect him, and tell him, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. We're giving you sincere advice, but you don't like the sincere advice and so. So the way you all have posed those questions, remember your father is 90% in the wrong and your mother will be 5-10% in the wrong. We can't say 100% she's right, but anyway, so that will be our mashura and our stance on that. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Mishkat Sharif Mustada Ahmad Al Mustashar Mu'tamanun. The person you're making mashura, what you're consulting with, he must be honest and not to go in there and, you know, that favoring one party over the other. We have to be fair to all parties, remember that. Even if you don't like the person, you don't like the Jew and the Jewess and the Jutla and Jutli. But when it comes to verdicts and so forth, we have to be fair to all parties, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my mother has passed away when I was 3 years of age whilst giving birth to my brother. Alhamdulillah, Allah has allowed me to accept this. I am now 22 years and I have found out that I am pregnant. I am feeling overwhelmed, anxiety and down as to how will I manage this great responsibility. I'm having ugly thoughts like wishing for a miscarriage. Na'udhu billah. I'm just finding it difficult without my mom because I do not know what to do, which doctor to go to. I feel lost. Mufti Sahib, please advise. I just want to view the baby as a gift from Allah, not a burden.
Remember, sister, first and foremost, it's good you ask the questions and you are honest in the process. Not that you keep on playing that you're the great waliullah and so forth and so on. So what is happening to you is called the waswasa of shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan. So take all these examples I'm giving you. Chapter number 7, Surah A'raf, verse 200. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. So the translation will read, when the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer and his cronies and comrades, they want to give you a vaccine. You see that? So today the Hajj agents, they sent out a message. They say Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia says, for Hajj you must have yellow fever, you must have meningitis, you must have this, you must have, you know, all fairy tales, you understand? So these are the people who are the slaves of the West. They're not slaves of Allah. They're slaves of America and the West and all that haramis, pakka haramis. So when Shaitan gives you that vaccine, first is billah, he brings all the whisperings. So say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The last three surahs of the Noble Quran read abundantly. You know it. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Read that after every salat. Read it before sleeping. And that you can eat قُلْ يَا كَافِرُونَ also. So it will become the four quls and so forth. And Ayatul Kursi you must read abundantly. Give out charity and so forth. So that is how you fight the shaitan and the waswasa and wasawis of shaitan, you see. The whisperings. Now you are pregnant, first baby to come. and your mother isn't there. So for your beloved mother, I don't know your father is alive or not. So read Surah 14, verse 41. Surah 14, verse 41, Surah Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, and forgive the believers. The day the reckoning is established, you see, the day it is established, the day of reckoning. So chapter 14, verse 41. So that is what you should be reading for your mother, mummy who passed away, and father and whoever else. So that is very important. Now for yourself, you and your husband, you should be making dua together. So which dua you must read? Read chapter number 37, verse 100. You see that? So you know Surah Yasin is chapter 36, and after that is Surah Was-Safat, a dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's well in his 80s and he's crying, petitioning, begging Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he says, Rabbi habli mina salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious children. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. When she, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, was 86 years old. When she, Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha, gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, then he was 100 years old. So the gap between the two brothers was 14 years. Imagine. So what must you read? Rabbi habli mina salihin. Chapter number 37, verse 100. You and your husband together, individually, read abundantly. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that in the coolness of the eyes. Go open chapter 42, Surah to Shura, the consultation, verses 49 and 50. See how beautifully Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it. Ya bulimai yasha'u inasa. Some people, Allah gives them daughters only. Mona Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuh. Wa yahabu limay yasha'u dhukur. Some people, Allah gives them only sons. You see, that our brother Suleiman, Asab Dama Barakatuh. You see. O yuzawwijuhum dhukrana wa inatha. O Allah blesses them with sons and daughters. And then, wa yaj'alu man yasha'u aqima. And some, he leaves them barren. He doesn't give children myself. So you see. So everyone, we gave you example. We all three are here. So Zaid is there, Suleiman is there, I am here. So Suleiman is the engineer. So now it shows chapter 42, verses 49-50. So this is a gift from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So give out charity every day, and inshallah it will be smooth sailing for you, and everything will work out well, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, were there women hostages released as well?
So yes, you must remember, why were they not released? You were released. You must remember all those people who are alive were released. You must remember, so whether they men or women or whatever. So the press will always play it to create the perception that now the Hamas, they, you know, harassed them, intimidated them, did this and all these things. So whether they were women or not, the fact remained that 20 alive were all released. You see that? And all that is all propaganda from the Zionist side. They are the ones who raped our people. They are the ones who tortured our people. They are the ones who murdered our people, the genocide and so forth. And not only now, past 2 years, from 1945, 46, 47, after World War II, when they came there to Palestine, and so they came as squatters with no food, no clothing, nothing. And then the Palestinians gave them shelter, gave them food. Good-hearted people, you know. But these are a cursed nation, remember that. Sammin kalbak ya'kulka. You gave a puppy shelter, and then the puppy, you gave it food, it grew up, it became a bulldog, even to eat you up, you see that. So that is what happened there. And the British are also guilty of all this. So they were giving arms and everything. And when they made the distribution division, The Palestinians were in the vast absolute majority. They gave them 45% of the land, and they gave 55% to the Juntas. So where the hell you see the justice in that? So once everything the dust settles, then we must make America pay for all the crimes it committed there in the land of Palestine, reparations. And we must make Britain pay for all the crime it committed. This was the foolishness of the ANC. Certain things ANC did, it beats me, you know. And one day I heard this thing, interview of Ronnie Cassarells, and he admitted that, you know. I said all this before I heard the interview. I said that the ANC was so naive and foolish, and myopic, you must remember that, they only spoke about majority rule and nothing else. But these people from 1948 right till 1992, you must remember, they were oppressing everybody who are non-whites and so forth. So didn't you think that you must tell them they must pay reparations? Didn't you think that you must speak about economic power and so forth? So Ronnie Cassarells said the only thing on our mind was political power. We never even dreamt about speaking of economic power and so forth and so on. So even today, if you look at it, so the key jobs are by who? Are still by the whiteys, you must remember that. You can have your BEE, you can have whatever, but you can't run the show on your own without the white guys. So you must remember this. So therefore, you need to empower your own people without crime and corruption and cronyism and all this and camper and, you understand, cater deployment and so forth. So then things will turn around for the better and so forth. But that was a very, very silly and a foolish move that you just go into a peace treaty and there's no reparations for 50 years, 40 years, 100 years and so forth in the case of America, Britain and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must have all this enshrined in the peace treaty that there must be some form of reparations and so forth. Friends and all that. So you ask me, what does? I say, you just go, you'll find everything right there. So he used to go every year. Understand? Fasten the haram and he goes. So you must remember. So, you know, if you don't want to go, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, if you're not interested, then you must remember that you won't go. Another point. 2014, I see my phone sometimes. I became a member, whatever you call it, of Twitter. You see that? So now on Twitter, you will find like two things. That one is my Twitter account and one is this profile or status, whatever you call profile. So both places I put Masjid al-Aqsa. One place I put Masjid al-Aqsa and other place I put Qubbatul Sakhra. You see? So people might just see it, they know this man is 100% in favor of Palestine. For what we must worry about the Juntas and Trump and all, they all war criminals and pedophiles and rapists and haramis they are, you must remember that.
Mufti Saab, a person says here, how do we mend the relations between two people when the relations have become sour?
So anything in life can be done when both parties are sincere. You want to become the peacemaker. So what did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ الَّذِي يُسْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. You go to ABC and tell him or her that you know that XYZ person wants to speak to you and he's speaking good about you and so forth and so. So you're not giving the true story 100%, half truth, half mix up and all these things. Yeah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you won't be considered a kazzab, a liar. You see that? So that is one of the greatest actions you can do. La khaira fi kathirin min najwahum. Majority of the meeting, conferences today, people are all waste of time, Quran says. Illa man amara bi sadaqatin. Except you command people, give charity. O ma'rufin, you tell them to do good deeds and actions. O islahim bayna nas, or you bring about reconciliation between people. See, I'm giving you one jewel now. When I used to teach the students, I say, write down, this is Lu'lu wal Jawahir. This is one of the jewels. You speak incorrectly, meaning you make misinformation, disinformation, but you brought about sulah, reconciliation between two parties, is one of the greatest deeds you did. You got it? And you spoke the truth and you broke the friendship. So then you go straight Jahannam. La yadkhulul jannata qattatun. You see that? You speak the truth and you land up Jahannam. You didn't speak the truth and you go to Jannat. That is how important as-sulh al-islah bayn al-nas, reconciliation is. A nation spoke the truth and they landed up in Jahannam. Suleiman, listen. A nation spoke the truth and they landed up in Jahannam. A people spoke lies and they went to Jannat. Who? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. The Jews said the Christians are good for nothing. So it's the truth. And the Jews said for the Christians. And the Christians said for the Jews. So they both made the right statement, but both end up in Jahannam forever. You see that? And the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they told Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, just to let it resonate with you. So now we'll use your terminology. Oh father, let him come with us. We'll go and play there. We have a nice picnic there and we'll enjoy. Father said, I fear, you know, akalahu zib, the wolf will come. He said, no, we are very strong, nobody. And they, the same ones, they dumped him there in the well. And then they came to the father, Isha time. وَجَاءُ أَبَاهُمْ إِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Isha time, they came and they crying. Kali Kali. You know when the mother-in-law passed away, the daughter-in-laws, they cry. Most of them crocodile tears. You know? So like that it is. So they crying. And they said, إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. And we went for races. وَتَرَكْنَا مَتَا وَتَرَكْنَا إِنْدَهُ وَتَرَكْنَا مَتَا أَنَا إِنْدَهُ. And we left our luggage, goods, all that by him. And then فَأَكَلَهُ الزِّيب. And the wolf came and ate him up. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, very clever wolf he was, that you brought his kameez. You saw you brought his kurta with the minkazib. But there's no holes in it. You see that? They just cut and slaughtered one goat sheep and took some blood and put it there. But the kameez, the kurta mubarak, had nothing, no holes. He said, very clever wolf it was. He ate him up at the holes. So, bal sawwalat lakum anfusukum amra. Your nafs has made all these haram things. So, see, they spoke 100% lies, Quran say. But they made tawbah. Allah forgave them. Father forgave them. Yusuf alayhi salam forgave them. So, go Jannah. You see? So sometime you can speak the truth and you'll end up sometime in Jahannam. And sometime you can give misinformation, disinformation, and still you'll enter into Jannah, especially if ibabil islah, especially where you're reconciling people, you understand? So you try your level best, but both parties must be sincere also. That will be one of the, you know, prerequisites for reconciliation. See, Quran is telling you that. Quran is telling you that. So open Surah 4. We are in bliss of marriage, right? So the husband and wife, they landed up with rows and ructions. The marriage is sour. The husband is on the docks. Marriage is on the rocks. And the husband is in the docks. And whatever you understand. So now, when you tried everything, and now nothing is working. So as a second last resort, the last resort will be talaq, Allah forbid. So now, at the 11th hour, bring in the arbitrators. Bring in Mohana Zaid Khan, Damat Barakatum, and Suleiman At-Talallahu Lihyatahu. You see that? وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. So bring in the arbitrators when the marriage is on the verge of breaking. See what I'm telling you, Yazid in the Quran. Iyurida islaha. If both parties want islah, if both parties want to make this marriage work and they're sincere, yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. Allah will give them the divine inspiration, motivation. You see that? So that is chapter number 4, verse 35. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Islahu dhatil bayn, that is the best action you can do. And if sadu dhatil bayn, and where there is unity on haqq, and there you go and cause harm to it, so you must remember you committed the worst crime, one of the worst crimes. So open Mishkat, all these ahadith are there.
Mufti sahab, with regards to the previous question, if there is books like such as Quran Sharif, Tafsir, And it's, we found in our masjid also, in Umar Farooq Masjid Extension 7, Yusuf Ali's in his commentary on this. What do we do with such kitabs? What do we do when it's in the masjid?
Yusuf Ali and all that is still like that, but teacher compared to that. You remove it, you understand, take it to your house and all that. But people today, I saw in so many masjid, and I tell the imam or the trustee, this is absolutely haram. You will find a small translation, Wahiduddin Khan. You saw that Wahiduddin Khan, the small one. In the masjid you will see it. Some masjid you also lecture there. So I told him, how you can put this? You'll know who's Wahiduddin Khan. Our people, as in the weddings, they give it out and so forth. Absolutely haram. So remember that he believes in Ittihadul Adyan. He says all religions can coexist and you practice this one, that is all. He himself, you know this Hindu woman, they put that dot here. Tilka, tipka, tipka, whatever they call it. So he puts that sometimes. You must remember that. He says, ye bhi theek hai, you understood? And ye bhi theek hai, and ye bhi theek hai. He'll take some things of Islam, some of Hinduism, some of Christianity, and he wrote tafsir. Our people are absolutely haram it is, you must remember, to keep such a tafsir and distribute it and so forth and so on. So our people just look at the size of Adubaharulaga. You can put in your pocket, you can put there, and they start giving it out. You understand? So even Yusuf Ali is one. You understand? One thing I'll tell you of Yusuf Ali, which very few people know. You understand? You must go read this book. I got it here lying somewhere. Search for Solace. You understand? You will cry if you read that book. You understand? I cried. I remember that. That how the man, he got married and his marriage failed. And then when he wrote Surah Yusuf, you know, it was like he's speaking of his life also, and he brought it in. And he was a great historian. The good qualities also you must speak. And certain things you go through, how many tafsirs, you won't find notes on it. Suhufi Ibrahim Abu Musa, but you will find it in Yusuf Ali's translation. He was a very great historian. And lo and behold, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he's the Ustad, and remember the student is Hafiz Ibn Kathir. They both buried in Maqabir Usufiyya and Maqabir and Qabristan of the Awliyaullah there in Damascus. So you go there, you understand, to London, usually, and all these places, UK, Britain, England, whatever. So you will see, subhanAllah, in the same graveyard, Yusuf Ali is buried there and Mamadouk Pictol is buried there. Pictol, Yusuf Ali, both translators, both translators of Quran, they both buried in the same grave. So he made mistakes, some serious mistakes, but you can never say his is like Muhammad, that Wahiduddin Khan in that. He is full of kufr, you must remember these type of things. Yeah. So therefore, it's best. Then they'll tell you what must we read. You see, sometimes we make this terrible, horrible mistake. We'll tell people this haram, but we don't give no badil. We don't give no alternative. And that's very bad. So tell them that Mufti Taqi Usman is. I see it every day here. You understand? In the masjid, in our Sufi masjid. So that he just wrote a Quran translation with few notes, marginal notes, you see. He said this is for the awam because they got no time to see a long time. And if you want, go open Ma'ariful Quran in English. Go open, you understand, Tafsir Usmani in English, like that, you must remember. So that is substitute. So always give, no sense making haram, and we don't give a substitute, you must remember that.
Mufti Saab, what can we do to get good health, and what du'as can we read?
You stop smoking, you stop vaping, and you stop doing all haram and watching TV and eating popcorn there the whole time, you understand? So no exercise, no nothing we do. We don't read 5 daily salat. We don't walk, we don't do nothing. Your diet, just eat like the kuffar. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُوا الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَلُهُمْ Yesterday, a lady sent a voicemail. Mufti Saab, what is the ruling regarding crabs, mussel, and crayfish, and lobster, and thus, and in the ending she said prawns. So then I told her, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, all permissible. Hanafi say mustn't eat, must abstain. See how hidden agenda. She say, but isn't the ulama, they say the prawns is makruh? You see? So must take out the loophole. You see that? So she likes jinga, must be, you see, prawns. So he said, no, if it's makruh mean, we can eat. And this, that. So I told him, no, he must abstain, he's not permissible under Hanafis. And she said, no, it's just makruh, so we can eat. So I asked her, if you see a snake, you will ask, is a big snake or a small snake, you know? You just run. So I said, but with deen, you'll play games and fools, you know? So that is the thing today. So that is how the ummah is today.
Mufti Sahib, when we send a sadaqah animal overseas, do we have to take a person's name or must we just make an intention?
You don't send the animal there. You don't take a cow from here and send to India and all. There's enough cows there. You don't take a goat and all that from here and send to Malawi. There's too many goats there, you must remember. You send the money there and so forth for qurbani or whatever and all that. So you just make intention. When you got time to make this person, they just make bismillah, 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 and they slaughter. You must remember that. So you don't have to take the person's name, especially qurbani time and all that. So you made intention, you send your money to somebody responsible and so forth. So it's fine, that is sufficient, and your qurbani is valid.
Mufti Sahib, where can we invest our money in?
Gold, you don't see gold, alpha is gone. So mashallah, gold is the best thing to invest in, you must remember. If you don't want to invest in gold, invest in property, you must remember. But don't invest in stock exchange, don't invest in crypto, don't invest, you must remember, in all these so-called Sharia compliant things. You will see that a lot of things will happen in this week, inshallah. ASDSI will be writing, inshallah, something about all these so-called Sharia compliant and what and all these things here, you see. So that is Hazrat Maulana, you know. Allah to preserve him, give him still long life. He's almost 90, but he can write, you know. I don't know of one Maulana, one Sheikh, one Muslim person, doctor, professor, engineer, scientist who can write like him, you understand? So Allah gave him that, you understand, pen, golden pen, you must remember that. So sometime I even tell him, you use such words there, we don't even understand the meaning, but still we send it out, you understand? So you must remember these things. Yeah. Today we send out about flotilla, so you must remember. He's a genius, you know, he sits there, he knows how to analyze the thing there. When I said to him Saturday, I said, Hazrat, what do you say about flotilla? He told me, say, I'm writing my article on it now. You understand? So it came out yesterday. I sent it out today. So you must. So I said, Hazrat, the way I analyze it, the intention might be good, but the methodology is totally haram. He said, yeah, that's a khulasa. You see that? So intention might be good. You know, we want to do something for Palestine, but the way we are doing it is absolutely haram. Woman going alone, sitting in a boat with another man, and they're busy, and the music is on, and what and what and what is going on. So obviously, you know that it can't be permissible.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my cat was so sick, it almost died. My mother took out sadaqah, and the cat got better, alhamdulillah. We did not have to euthanize him.
So very good, what must I do? Ritu rakat salatu shukar, you must remember that. So I got nieces, you understand? Nieces, daughters, and there three of them, everyone got a cat. So subhanallah. So the one cat's name was Simba, and Simba died. So I told him, you must get the next cat, and then you must call that cat the new one Chips. So it will become Simba Chips, you understand? And this is a good, very upset, you see. So always you talk some nonsense like that, you understand? So if you keep a cat, kitten and all that, it's fine. But now if you can't be so attached to it, that you're more attached to it than your Quran, than your Sunnah and Islam itself and so forth, and then spend so much time with it, that is what really bugs me. You know? They sleep with it and what they do. Some people, I'm not saying now, but some people they do some really crazy things. So that is not good. You mustn't have inhimak in things like this. Inhimak means to get so engrossed in it, you see. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hay Laknawi, he only lived for 39 years and few months. He never reached his 40th birthday and he passed away. When his father, you must remember, saw his son, he realized, my son has got great, great potential and you're going to make him a star. You know, see? The parents also were like that. Go look at Hazrat Alimiya Abul Hasan Nadwi. His mother's letters to Alimiya and Alimiya's letters to his mother. The whole book is written, you understand? How a mother writes letters, and she gave him the name Alimiya. And then how Hazrat Alimiya used to write to his honorable mother, you see. So she said, I don't want you to get involved in any of these dunya activities. We have made you waqf for deen. And they see what a star, one of the greatest ulama Indo-Pak produced, Hazrat Abul Hasan Najmi. The whole world knows him. What honor he got. So you must remember Janaza Salat performed in Makkah, Medina, 1999. I was present there. You understood? 27 nights, 3 million, 4 million people performed the Janaza. So all the deaths in Makkah, Medina, other parts of the world. And Friday, Ramadan, reading Surah Yasin, the ayat he read, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And then he passes away. So, what more you want? They want to remember this. So these are the rijal, these are the giants of Islam. You must remember these kind of things. So that is what we must learn. Today we teach take this gadget, take this gadget, take this, play. They forget Allah also. They forget the deen also. So this type of thing. So we must be very careful of these things.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my mother-in-law brags about how her children's degrees are, but their akhlaq is rotten and she covers up their haram behaviors.
Yes, people love the degrees, but they forget the degree of Almighty Allah, because the degrees they feel will bring in a lot of money. You understand? So you must have people, they ask me, what are you talking? They say that you're a member, but how come you landed them as a Molvi? That beats us, you understand? They say, Mehmet, the day they are born businessmen. You understand? Tuta Vepauri. I said, I never opened our shop we ran for 60 years. You understand? In Heidelberg. My parents came in 1954 to Heidelberg, you must remember. And 2014, I told them, I'm selling the shop, finish and start. There's nobody to look after. We sold it 60 years exactly. Not one day I opened the shop. I don't even know the key. You understand? No interest in these things there. So that is what we must learn, you see, that you mustn't get interested in getting. So today's world is like that. Just now I made the statement. I said that your children today, that you teach them so many kufr things, you must remember that. So what they do? The deen means nothing to them. The mother herself, remember, she will never ever let her child miss school. But for madrasa, she'll say, today my son got sports. My son has to go to the barber for haircut. My son has to go for this and this and that. My daughter has to go for gymnastics and what and what and what. So madrasa, all that is just a part-time business, you must remember. Main thing is school. Main thing is university. Main thing is college. You can tell them it's a brothel. You can tell them it's this. They still send the children. So we'll go to the varsity and see. You must remember that. So the other day one person came, he said, you know, I go to university. And then in the class, there's gays, there's trans, and then there's straight, and this, and this, and this. I'm just listening what they're saying, you don't understand. You see, all zigzag business. Now when you go there, you see all these things. So you put your children in the water, in the rain, and say, Ya Allah, don't let them get wet. Now, which logic is that now? You must remember. We're not against them studying. They must study. But we must study via correspondence. Why you let them? I went to university. We did our degrees, everything. But we didn't go every day. Once in 3 months, 4 months, 2 months, we have to go speak to the professor, this, and all that. Finish, you understand? So you do it via correspondence. I studied via UNISA, studied via Rao and us and all these things there. So like that it is. So you save your iman. Ajib, today I was thinking of it when I graduated, Maulana. You understand that for that MA. So it was, tomorrow will be Eid or tomorrow will be 30th Ramadan. I told my wife, when it's Ramadan, it's Eid tomorrow, it won't be Ramadan. And the same night was the graduation. So you must remember, and it was Eid. So my mother was alive also. So then I told her, no, I'll bring for you one jubba today. You will see your son in action. So they give you for a master's degree a green jubba. And for doctoral PhD, they give you a red jubba. So I told them, hey, me, I'm taking the jubba, I'll bring it tomorrow. They say, yeah, it's all right. You don't understand? So normally you have to give it back. And then, so then next day I went to give it back. I say, I want to go show my mother. So like that, it is understood now. You see, you must remember this. Learn what Sufyan Thawri said. These are the giants of Islam. Ya Allah, give us dunya. Nice house, nice car, nice food, nice wife, nice husband, nice children, nice, nice, nice. Provided it's permissible. But Allahumma ja'ali dunya fi aidina. Ya Allah, give us dunya, but leave it in our hands, Ya Allah. Wa la taj'alha fi qulubina. Don't put the dunya and the love of it, the glitter and glamour in our hearts. Today we did Qalbul Mawdu. We turned the whole thing around. What Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, go read the book written a masterpiece by Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud, Sheikhul Azhar, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Wonderful, excellent book. So there he mentioned all these kind of statements of his. So the heart must be for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The heart must be for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That the Master alayhi salam must be the most beloved and precious in our heart. And then for Deenul Islam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Who got that today? Today we took all dunya and put in our heart. Deen we brought in our hand. Little bit difficulty come, we wash our hands and deen is gone. That's it. So that is what we are failing because of this foolishness. Therefore I tell you straight, your degree or matric certificate, it's just a waste of time. You must remember that. 33% pass and 40% pass. It's just like your halal logos. Not worth the paper on which is written. You must remember that. Last question.
The person says here, my cat's name is Mud'uk. It's spelled in Arabic as Mud'uk. It means tough life experiences.
nice ending, you see that? So Allah give your cat a long life. He's a tough character, you see that? So you must remember that sometimes you enjoy here on the bliss of marriage, speak about cats and kittens and all that, you must remember. So I got a lot of stories about cats also, but no time, okay. So they'll give the program now for afternoon.
Jazakumullah khairan to all our listeners, to Mufti Sahab. Next, inshallah, we go for the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, 12 to 1, the news hour with Alpha Sankosi. Then 1 to half past 1, Mufti Sahab's tafsir. Live Tafsir Surah Yunus verses 24 to 26. Half past 1 to 2, repeat Tafsir of Surah An-Nisa verse 75 to 76. 2 to 3, the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4, that will be the repeat of this morning's As-Safina Ilal Jannah. Then 4 to 5, Urdu lecture about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's janazah. This is Qari Hanif Multani Rahmatullah Ali. Then 5 to 7, this will be Mulana Khalid Yaqub's program. 7 to half past 7, Mufti Sahab's tafsir. Half past 7 to 8, this will be Mulana Dawood Sirat, the beauty of Islam in every aspect, even in jihad and qital. Then 8 to 9, this will be medical matters, the brain and the nervous system, Brother Suleiman Esop and guest Dr. Amin Melrose. Then 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, this will be the repeat of Monday's Q&A. Mufti Sahab's Q&A on Monday, this will be the repeat. 11 to 12, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki, Rahmatullah Ali. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairan. Assalamu alaikum Rahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.